This is Health Matters, reporting on research that confirms the links between today's health problems and civilized living.
Daniel E. Lieberman began his career studying prehistoric humans. Then he studied the relationship between genetic heritage and lifestyles, comparing prehistoric peoples with contemporary hunter-gatherers and civilized people.
He found that human genes have changed very little over the ages. What has changed, of course, and changed massively, is our living environment. Dr. Lieberman claims that the vast difference between how our bodies evolved and how we live now is why people are so unhealthy today. Our way of life does not jive with our genes.
In other words, because our genes have changed so little since we were hunter-gatherers, our bodies have unhealthy responses to how we live. Namely, our chronic lack of physical activity and a diet overloaded with sugar and simple carbohydrates. Our body recoils when we spend hours in a chair every day with little or no strenuous or vigorous activities to balance it out.
Right. For example, it recoils from having to sit all day by decreasing our bone mass, causing higher rates of osteoporosis. Similarly, the body reacts to a diet heavy on sweets and simple carbohydrates by turning it into fat and eventually type 2 diabetes. Diseases that arise because our genes can't handle our lifestyle are called mismatched diseases. The body doesn't match up with what we're feeding it and having it do.
Problems range from tooth decay, nearsightedness, and being flat-footed, to many other diseases and many cancers. To better understand how humans lived before the modern age, Dr. Lieberman does research amongst present-day hunter-gatherers in Kenya and Mexico. He wrote The Story of the Human Body, Evolution, Health, and Disease, to explain the significance of his findings. He shows the links between our indoor sit-down way of life and today's chronic health problems.
Which doesn't mean that our ancestors didn't have disease. They did, but not on the scale we have them today. Further, when we do come down with a disease, modern medicine tends to treat the symptoms, not the cause, which is why the rates of obesity and type 2 diabetes, to take two examples, keep going up. The two basic causes are not exercising or not eating properly, a lifestyle we didn't choose, really, sitting for hours at a job and then going home depleted and eating the wrong foods.
Take apples as a case in point. An apple has a moderate amount of fructose sugar and lots of fiber. As the fiber breaks down, the fiber cells encase the sugar. This slows the rate at which the fructose enters the bloodstream. Compare this to a roll-up snack made from apples and high fructose corn syrup. This snack sends fructose straight into the bloodstream and onto the liver.
Fructose is broken down by the liver, which can only handle a little bit at a time. Whatever sugar it can't process, it turns into fat in the liver. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease happens when the liver has too much fructose sugar to process.
What's true of roll-up snacks is true of fruit juice. Juice is a source of highly concentrated sugar with basically no fiber to slow its absorption. So juice is not a healthy beverage. The obvious answer to sugar in today's diet is to cut way, way back on it and eat way more fiber.
For millions of years, our ancestors didn't have much sugar in their diet. Most wild fruits aren't that sweet. They didn't eat that much honey. When they did eat it, the liver easily broke it down. We can't go back to hunter-gatherer living, but we can learn to eat the foods that our bodies know how to turn into energy and healthy cells.
And we can learn how to bring exercise into our daily life. One helpful perspective on exercise is that our bodies need to be stressed. Children need to stress their muscles and bones to grow properly. Adults need to stress their muscles and bones to keep them strong. We'll explore this further next week.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.